nothing, I guess.
And any old-fashioned terms for that?
Well, smooching, but I wouldn't use that myself.
Mm-hmm. Say spooning. Huh?
Spooning or something like that.
Who would say that?
Well, that would be the older people, you know, would say, I think.
Say if the girl stopped letting the boy come over to see her. You say she
broke up?
Mm-hmm. And they were, he asked her to marry him, but she
refused?
Okay, or she did what to him? She
turned him down?
They were engaged, and all of a sudden she
broke up with him.
Mm-hmm. Any joking ways of saying that? You ever hear showed him the gate, or kicked him, or gave him a sack? Or...
No.
And she didn't turn him down. They went ahead and got
married.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called the
best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride,
maid of honor or matron of honor.
Or what else does she have?
Bridesmaid.
Do you ever hear any joking ways to say someone got married?
Got hitched.
Okay. What about jump the broomstick? And after a wedding a long time ago, people used to come by, other people in the community would come by the person's house at night and make a lot of noise. And did you ever hear anything like that?
No.
Did you ever hear of a chivalry or a serenade?
No.
And say if I'm... How would you use the words up, down, and over, talking about location? Like, if you went to Miami, you'd say, last week I went...
Down to Miami.
Why would you say down?
I don't know, it just seems like it's down, you know. But it's not, it's really south. We went south to Miami.
What would you say over about?
Like for across the state, here I'm saying like. Across the state to Orlando or Tampa, go over.
What about up?
Up north.
Would you go up to Jacksonville?
Uh-huh.
And he said he doesn't live here, he lives what the road? He lives
over.
Which is, do you ever say up the road or down the road? Or?
Yeah. If someone just lived right up the street, you know, or something, I'd say up the street.
Which up is toward town or?